Hello, I'm Kelly Burley, welcoming you to Campus Connection with OSU President Burns Hargis on this Wednesday, February 12th. Finally, a warm-up is coming, Burns, after a brutal couple of weeks in Mother Nature's deep freeze. And despite the cold and some snow, you could still get around okay in Stillwater, much to the chagrin of some OSU students who were hoping for a day off.
Yeah, I'll believe we have a warm-up when I see it. We've had quite a run here of cold weather, and last week we had, of course, snow, and I got a little criticism because we didn't close campus. It's always a tough decision. You want to be sure that everybody's safe and you don't take any unnecessary risks, and we felt under the circumstances we should move forward. But certainly there were many who didn't agree with that decision, and I had a lot of tweets about my poor judgment in their opinion. My favorite was the one that was said, at Burns Hargis, can you come get me? I'm in a ditch. So, I hope he was just kidding.
Well, I do too. And despite the cold weather, despite the snow, OSU students kept the dance floor hot for good cause this past weekend.
Boy, did they ever. The Dance Marathon. It's a wonderful program, a wonderful event to support the patients at Children's Hospital in Oklahoma City. They had nearly 1,000 turnout for this year's Dance Marathon. It's a 12-hour event of dancing and numerous activities, and their motto is "For the Kids," an opportunity for our students to give back. It's one of the main things we emphasize here at OSU with our students. They raised more than $50,000, which is just great, and lots of children will get a benefit from this as well as their families. It's become one of the largest, most successful of its kind in the nation, and I just want to congratulate everybody associated with the Dance Marathon.
And OSU is inducting new members to its Alumni Hall of Fame. Who's being honored this week?
Well, these are two great ones. We've got Dennis Riley and J.W. Mashburn, who will be the latest members of the OSU Alumni Hall of Fame. They're both from Oklahoma City. J.W. was one of the greatest athletes to ever be at Oklahoma State University and has gone on to become a very successful businessman, in Oklahoma City. J.W. won the Olympic gold medal in 1956 at the Games in Melbourne. He's, for obvious reasons, a member of the Oklahoma Sports Hall of Fame. I've enjoyed working with J.W. and serving on boards with him through the years. He's just a very high-quality person in every respect. Dennis Riley and I are both graduates of John Marshall High School, the Bears from John Marshall. And Dennis has had an incredibly successful business career, earned numerous national honors. And in fact, in 2012, Forbes magazine named him one of the best CEOs of the decade. He's currently a member of the boards of Marathon Oil and Dow Chemical and a great supporter of Oklahoma State.
And finally, Burns, OSU's wellness efforts continue to be recognized.
That's right. We're very proud of our efforts to be America's healthiest campus. We have now received both the Certified Healthy Campus and Certified Healthy Business recognition from the Oklahoma State Department of Health. We'll be recognized tomorrow at a luncheon in Norman. We really want to thank our students and our staff and our faculty for all their efforts in wellness. I really do think we have a chance to become America's healthiest campus, and that is our mission.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.